This is The Takeaway. I'm Celeste Headlee.
And I'm John Huckenberry, and I feel like Richard Attenborough on the program Nature, looking at the strange customs of the people in the United Kingdom. Chris Hawkins, are you still there? You haven't hung up yet, have you?
Nearly.
No, nearly, yes, there you go.
That sounded more like me than me.
Chris Hawkins is a DJ for BBC Six Music, talking about something that happens only in the UK, on the charts in the UK, involving Simon Cowell, a program called The X Factor, and pop music. First of all, tell me what The X Factor is, and why the charts in Britain are all a flurry over the question of what's going to be the top song in Britain for the Christmas season.
The X Factor is essentially a talent show run by Simon Cowell, where thousands and thousands of contestants compete to win the title of The X Factor and then hopefully make it to Christmas number one, which has been the case for the last 4 years. The Christmas number one is always a sought-after spot. There's always interest at this time of year as to who will make number one, and it's been The X Factor, as I say, for the last 4 years, but hopefully not this year.
All right. Well, of course, Simon Cowell, known for American Idol here in the United States, a much huger success story there in UK with lots and lots of reality shows, X Factor being among them. All right. Now, the way that music fans in Britain have tried to get the X Factor to maybe be less influential than it has in the past is they've explicitly called for a competition between two songs. Outline the competition and then let's hear the songs.
Well, essentially, it is X Factor is essentially American Idol. It's much the same. And what's happened this year is that the general public in the UK, I think, are a bit bored. The recession has hit. People have got time on their hands and want to do something to try and sabotage Cowell's grip at the top of the UK charts. So what was done was a Facebook group was set up by a woman called Tracy Mortar, and this has grown and grown and grown, this campaign, to try and get Killing in the Name by Rage Against the Machine to number one ahead of the X Factor song this year.
And the X Factor song this year, and you're sounding a little bit more like David Attenborough there. We're getting into
so
the sort
exciting.
Of anthropology of the whole
exactly.
thing.
Exactly.
All right, here's the X Factor song that people wanted to pose. Let's listen to that.
There's always going to be another mountain. I'm always going to want to make it a move.
That's X Factor contestant Joe McElderry covering The Climb by Miley Cyrus. That sounds very Simon Cowell. Okay, and here is the Rage Against the Machine challenger. Chris Hawkins, BBC Six music DJ, it would be quite a victory if Rage Against the Machine won here.
It would be amazing. It really would be fantastic. Listen to this. It just sounds so awesome. It's a big tune from the early 90s, and it would be great if a song called Killing in the Name by a brilliant band like Rage Against the Machine could knock off a young boy who did very well. Let's not take anything away from him. He's a very talented guy.
Sure.
He won the X Factor, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, that's really sincere.
Yeah, you can feel that coming from the heart, can't you? Yeah. A really sickly, sugary song. We've heard them all before, these ballads. It's not even an original song. As you said, it was a Miley Cyrus song already. So let's have something big and different this Christmas.
Chris,
Lady Gaga also in contention.
Chris, are you standing and jumping up and down with your microphone as you're speaking to me now?
I am bouncing. I'm pogoing. I've been playing this song on my radio show, urging all my listeners on BBC Six Music to go out and buy Rage Against the Machine in order to get to number one.
Let's recap. Will Rage Against the Machine depose the X Factor song this year in the UK for the Christmas season? Chris Hawkins says yes. He hopes so anyway. Thanks for being with us, Chris. Chris Hawkins, a DJ on BBC Six Music.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.